This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 23rd, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Eclipse Aviation President and CEO Vern Rayburn's latest customer update included lots of optimism and a little mystery. Quote, "In the next 6 weeks, Eclipse will complete another series of important milestones that I'm eagerly anticipating sharing with you. Until then, I want to share some personal reflections and highlight a few recent events," unquote. Among those highlights, Rayburn gushed about the Avio NG avionics system, which he says will receive certification next month and make its official debut in production aircraft number 105. Among his comments, quote, "With Pratt & Whitney Canada and now with the Avio NG team of ISSC, Garmin, Honeywell, and PS Engineering, we have ended up with a much better product that more than delivers on the original promises we made to each of you," unquote. Rayburn also beamed about the performance of aircraft number 51 on its four-day flight to the Dubai Air Show. On the topic of a lawsuit filed by empennage supplier Hampson Aerospace, Rayburn said he hopes the dispute over payment for what Eclipse found to be substandard work could be resolved in a manner which allows Hampson to remain as a vendor. Quote, "Contrary to wishful speculation by our competitors and critics, this issue has absolutely nothing to do with the financial health of Eclipse Aviation," unquote. China, which had refused to allow the aircraft carrier USS Kitty Hawk to visit Hong Kong for Thanksgiving, apparently had a last-minute change of heart. But it came too late. Reuters reports the Chinese government changed its mind on Thursday and said the ship could come after the Kitty Hawk had already committed to divert to its base in Yokosuka, Japan. Hundreds of relatives of U.S. crew members had flown to Hong Kong to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday and were obviously disappointed. The Kitty Hawk's last visit to Hong Kong was in 2005, and the ship is due to be decommissioned next year. U.S. missile sales to Taiwan and a hero's welcome in Washington for the exiled Dalai Lama are among recent events which have strained U.S.-Chinese diplomatic relations. But the biggest loss of all may be for Chinese merchants, who would look forward to the visit by 8,000 U.S. military personnel with shore leave and fresh paychecks. Katie Chan is the manager of the new Makati Inn, a popular night spot for sailors. Quote, "Everyone in Wanchai is disappointed. This was the last time the Kitty Hawk was coming to Hong Kong. This would have been a red-hot time," unquote. Setbacks just keep coming for Indonesia's airline industry. The Associated Press reports a Boeing 737 operated by Batavia Airways shed a 7-foot piece of a wing after takeoff from Jakarta on Wednesday. The wing section fell on a house near the airport, but no reports of injuries were received. The plane managed to land safely. Indonesian carriers have suffered a series of accidents this year, which have claimed more than 120 lives. The European Union has blacklisted all Indonesia's airlines, and the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has downgraded Indonesia's aviation safety rating to its lowest category. Experts say the industry is plagued by poor maintenance, rule bending, and a shortage of trained professionals. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports that the political crisis brought on by the construction of an office tower near San Diego's Montgomery Field may finally be over. The FAA has reportedly notified Sunroad Enterprises that the company's building is no longer a hazard to landing aircraft. To resolve the matter, Sunroad had to demolish the top two floors. The company informed the FAA this month the building is now 158.7 feet tall and meets the agency's safe height limit of 160 feet. The costs for the late change in the building are estimated at $1.1 million. The building is less than a mile from Montgomery Field and was originally planned for 180 feet tall. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. We're on a holiday schedule for Thanksgiving in the U.S. Our longer Aerocasts are off today but will return on Monday. In the meantime, find our usual 24/7 coverage in print form on our website at www.aero-news.net. While you're there, subscribe to our Aerocasts or find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.